Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Preston, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. And
Yes, sir.
I need to advise that this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes.
That's
May I
fine.
speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, my name is Hugh, H-U-G-H, Mayerhoff, M-A-Y-E-R-H-O-F-F.
Okay, how can
Now,
I help you, sir?
okay. We have been like intermittently laid off, and called back. I actually went into, I guess I tried to reopen my claim because 3 weeks ago we were laid off, or 4 weeks ago we were laid off for 2 weeks, went back to work for two, and now we're laid off for two more. So I was trying to claim last week and, be prepared for next week's claim. And the website told me to call this number that it was unable to reopen the claim. The Alabama unemployment portal.
Yes, sir. Are you able to go
So,
online at this moment?
well, yeah, possibly. You can bear with me a second. I can light up my laptop and take a look. Let's see. See, actually, I do it through my phone. I may
Oh.
be able to do it while we speak, but I'm not
Well,
sure.
don't worry
Okay.
about it. What's
Yeah.
your Social
Okay.
Security number?
200-508-947. Yeah, they laid us off just in time to miss a holiday pay.
All right. And what's your first name?
Hugh, H-U-G-H.
And your last name?
M-A-Y-E-R-H-O-F-F.
Okay. And what is your driver's license number?
Give me 1 second, I'll get it. 018-46526, and that's from South Dakota.
Oh, that's a South Dakota driver's license.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is your mother's maiden name?
Johnson.
And your date of birth?
December 4th, 1959.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, sir.
Do you understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes.
And do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
That's correct. Yes, I understand.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the
No.
last 12 months?
No,
Have you
I've
worked
never.
for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No. Not covered by that.
Okay. And has your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And may I have your phone number?
Sure. Area code 251-648-1203.
Okay, you said area code six. I'm sorry, area
No.
code 251-648-1203.
251-648. That's correct.
Give me a second. I'm just filling out some information.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, I have some demographic questions for you, sir. What is your race?
Caucasian. White.
Non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic, no.
And your gender?
Male.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Associates in college.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what is your residential address, sir?
8900 Highway 90 West, St. Elmo, Alabama, 36568.
Okay, thank you. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
Okay. Did you say unit 15?
Yeah, unit 15. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And you said St. Elmo, Alabama, correct?
Yes.
And you say Unit 15, 8900 Highway 90 West, St. Paul, Alabama, 36568, correct?
Yes. Same address. Mm-hmm.
And what was your job title, sir?
I'm a field machinist. I repair turbines for General Electric.
Okay.
Power plants, nuclear power plants.
Your computer's just moving a little slow, sir. So are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Excuse me?
Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
Well, I'm a union member, so they kind of exempt that, but yes.
Okay, and what is your union number?
81303. So IUEIBEW.
81303, correct?
Correct, yes. Out of Albany, New York. Yep. Oh, excuse me.
Do not see that number 81303 yet. I'm looking.
Yeah, I had an issue before. Apparently, because of the changes with General Electric through the years, it's one of the original.
Would you be an electrician, sir?
Yeah, IBEW. I fall under that category. Electrical worker.
Electrical worker. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna go with that.
That's fine. Yeah, I say because of the changes through the years, General Electric's been around for 135 years. They changed the designations of some of the unions, but it's IUE, IBEW, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, International Union of Engineers. Mm-hmm.
we primarily engineers, machinists, and electricians. We call them winders. But
call them what?
Winders, the guys that rebuild the generators. I primarily work on the
turbines. Did you say blinders, starting with a B?
No, W-I-N-D-E-R-S, winders.
Oh, winders. Let's see if I even see that.
What I typically do on that little drop-down menu is I just go to the one that says engineers and let it go with that.
Oh, really?
Is there also
our union? Engineer is better than electrical?
Yeah, either or.
Okay.
It's kind of a different mixture there, you know, how you guys had to break up.
All right. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Absolutely.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Well, through the union, yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Currently what I make is 48.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't have a license or.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2023?
No, it's all here.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, the direct deposit. Now, do you have the existing information for my prior case?
No.
Or will you need my new stuff? I mean, will you need the information? Yeah, okay, bear with me.
Is it a checking or savings account?
It's a checking. Ready?
Yes, the routing number first.
Routing number first is 221-182-781.
Okay, thank you. Can you repeat that so I'll know that I recorded it correctly?
Right, of course. 221-182-781.
And the account number, please?
It's 1600000.
How many zeros
one,
is that, sir?
Five.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then 122264.
Okay. Can I ask you to repeat that once more, please?
Yes. 1650 122264. and that's the GE Employees Credit Union.
Okay, so I'm so sorry. I have to ask you to say that once more. I'm sorry.
That's fine. 1650122264.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right, so what is the name of your last employer?
General Electric Power, GE Power.
Okay, say the name again.
My name?
No, the name of the company you worked for, the last company.
GE General Electric Power, P-O-W-E-R.
Okay. I got a GE International Inc.
Yes.
Incorporated.
Yeah.
That would be it?
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's their phone number?
Bear with me. Let's see. You need the corporate number. That number is 1 second.
Sure.
Yep. We've only got 200 phone numbers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, Power has all different kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Turnover. Okay. Oh, they've drawn all the email. Power, 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 power. Yes. Let me see if I can get on the thing here. 1 second.
Yes, sure.
There we are. There we are. Um, 844-474-2363.
You said 844-474. I'm going to repeat it. Tell me if I'm correct.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. 844-474-2363.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And what's the city of the job, work location of the job? What city?
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Chambers? Cambridge. Okay, go ahead.
Cambridge, C-A-M-B-R-I-D-G-E, Mass.
Okay. Cambridge, Massachusetts. And what is the, your employment start date?
December of 2020.
And what was the last day you physically worked?
The 28th of June.
And why are you no longer working?
Well, we're on temporary layoff. Called TLO, temporary lack of work.
And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last day of work, vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Well, sir, from the questions that I've asked you so far, have you answered them correctly?
Yes.
Do you have a, I'm not sure if I asked you yet, but do you have an exact return date?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. So you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers.
Yep.
False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. So you are certifying by me putting your full name here in this box that all of your answers are true and accurate.
Yes.
Give me a second. I'm just filling out some information.
That's fine.
And so it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. Please resubmit
yes.
the following information. Which of the following professional licenses have you ever held? Critical care, radium therapy, radiology, or reproductive endocrinology, or surgical oncology, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 222 Southgate Boulevard, 3059 Carib Way, 3400 Forest Drive, 3718 Ascot Bend Court, or you've never been associated with any of these addresses?
222 Southgate Boulevard in Melbourne, Florida.
And which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1995 Jeep Grand Cherokee, 2002 Volvo V7 70, 2004 GMC Envoy, or 2005 Mercury Montego, or you've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
The 95 Grand Cherokee. It's almost 30 years ago now. Yep.
Yes, sir. And sir, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. You agree?
Yes.
And you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. You agree?
Yes.
And you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook. You agree?
I agree.
Okay, sir. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally
yes.
takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition,
yes.
Okay. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefit Rights and Responsibilities booklet. If you did not recognize one of the listed employers or realize there were employers missing from the list we provided, please call the claims line at 866-234-5382 as soon as possible following the submission of your claim. Otherwise, your claim will be processed as reported and all other information will be sent to you by mail. Exceptions to the work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who are on a verified short-term layoff, claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a call pack appointment for assistance. Since you are union attached, you are not required to seek work outside your union. You should continue to be registered for work with the union hiring hall and remain a member in good standing. Any changes in your union status must be reported to our inquiry line at 800-361-4524. You must be able and available to work each week that you claim benefits. Now, sir, your transaction number for this call is 489-557. 489-557.
Okay.
And your PIN number, your PIN number is 4759.
Yeah, that's good. Hold on 1 second.
4759 is your PIN number.
Right.
You have any questions, sir?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir, for submitting your initial claim, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And have a good day.
Thank you. Bye now.